Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. I firmly believe that taking charge of your mindset allows you to be in the driver's seat of your life and unlock your potential. And that's why I'm thrilled to share that my new book is out right now. It's called The Greatness Mindset. In it, you'll learn how to build a plan for greatness through powerful exercises and toolkits designed to propel your life forward. This is the book that I wish I had 20 years ago. It's everything I've learned in the last decade with the research and the science to help you unlock your mind. Make sure to go to lewishowes.com/2023mindset to pick up your copy of my book, The Greatness Mindset, today. How did you learn to, I guess, embrace it in a different way or have a different relationship with motherhood?
Yeah.
Or do you still have that same feeling from 10 years ago? You know, how did you experience it?
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, everything was so dramatic at the time that even my own thought of motherhood changed dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do remember the moment it happened. I was sitting in our bed, and it was like shortly after the funeral, and, you know, people had gone home, and it was super quiet. I was still on bereavement leave, and Lael had climbed into my bed, you know, was sleeping next to me. And I remember, like, looking at her and just thinking, like, oh, my God, I have to do this by myself.
Wow.
You know, and the terror of that. Because, again, in all honesty, Peter was the one who wanted children. Mm. I wasn't sure I wanted kids. You know, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, okay. Oh, so you decide. You left. and left me here.
Me.
You hear me? And left me here with her. What am I supposed to do now? And looking at her and feeling that terror and anger and confusion, uncertainty, and thinking, God, she's four. I got to do this for a long time by myself. And also feeling like I didn't have the answers, you know, feeling like I was ill-prepared for it. And so I did probably what mothers shouldn't do, and I shook her awake.
She was asleep.
Oh, she was asleep. Oh. It was the middle of the night. She was asleep.
You woke her up.
I woke her up. Yeah, woke her up.
What
and
did
I,
you say
as
to her?
I look at her, and I was like, and I didn't know what to say, but I just looked at her and she's like sleeping and looking like, yes, mom, you know, all innocent looking, and she's got these big doe eyes and she's like looking at me all sweetly. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing.
You said this to her?
Yeah, I'm saying this to her. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Wow.
And she's looking at me and clearly uncomprehending, right? And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing and I need your help. I need your help.
Wow.
And she's like, okay. And I was like, I need you to tell me whatever you need. I need us to communicate, okay? Because I don't know how to figure out how to do this. So we're gonna do it together.
Wow.
And all she said was, okay, mommy. And she went right back to sleep.
Wow.
That was the moment everything changed for me. Because the thing is, I think before that, I had seen her as like a responsibility. You know, like I was supposed to step into this role of motherhood and like have the answers and know the thing and lead the way. But that moment, I just felt so inadequate and so lost. And the one person who I felt could help me was the person I'm supposed to be responsible for.
Mm.
And so it changed our relationship because even at four, at that point, literally the next day, I was like, okay, now look. Here's what's going on. What do you think of this? And it became more of a partnership in raising her than me having all the answers all the time. It also freed me from having to always be perfect. You know, that like I could grieve in front of her and I could be confused in front of her and I could say, I don't know. What do you think?
Mm.
You know, or like when, you know, a few years later, things got super busy and I was not available and, you know, I'm running around and other people were critical of the fact that, like, you know, I'm like this working mom who's out in the world all the time and where's my kid, you know? And like, I could go to her and say like, hey, so what do you think about this? Are you upset with me?
Mm.
Is this terrible? Is it a terrible experience? And
the feedback.
Yeah, and also give her the power to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
It dynamically changed the way we are. And now she's 13 and a half and has a very big say in how we are and what we do. And she's just such a blessing. Mm. You know, she's a wonderful person. And I would absolutely be her friend if I wasn't her mom.
Wow.
You know, like I love her not just because I'm supposed to. I love her because she's an awesome human being. Mm-hmm. And I really value our relationship.
Wow. What's the biggest lesson she's taught you?
Oh, man. That you don't have to be perfect in order to do a good job.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.